Riparian buffers are strips of vegetation along waterways designed to protect the water from polluted runoff. A coalition formed after a fight between environmentalists and lawmakers has been working for 3 years to determine where the buffer strips would have the greatest impact on water quality at the lowest cost. The Wisconsin Buffer Initiative divided the state into 1,600 watersheds and ranked them on three criteria: potential to reduce nutrients, ability of native aquatic species to bounce back and thrive, and how much algae or other signs of eutrophication are in the lake or reservoir at the source or mouth of the waterway. UW-Madison rural sociology professor Pete Nowak chaired the effort, which looked at places like Tiffany Creek in Dunn County to Jackson Creek in Walworth County. Nowak says the key is to go after problems on a much tighter scale than in the past, about 18 square miles at a time.
Where there's a much greater probability that local staff will have an understanding of what's happening in these watersheds, that local landowners and citizens are more likely to take ownership of these waters, because when they take some sort of action, it's more probable that they'll see an immediate response to those actions.
Nowak says once the targeted areas are cleaned up or protected, the state can move out to other locations. He says he knows some local water pollution staff feel more comfortable with clear-cut standards that apply to landowners across the state. But Nowak says the new proposal aims at solving environmental problems instead of managing programs. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.